Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. I am Austin Ward, that is Spencer Holbrook, that is Woody Hayes. This is a rapid reaction, it's brought to you by Byers Auto. Just, we were hanging out down on campus and thought we might talk about Ohio State and a possible defensive coordinator search. Actually, we were down here for basketball, but Then we changed gears to come out here because things are heating up with Jim Knowles as the next potential Ohio State defensive coordinator. Their story, and if you're following that along on our message boards as well at Letterman Row, you know that there are multiple sources that have confirmed to me from around the coaching profession and in the country that a deal has been accepted by Jim Knowles to be the next defensive coordinator for the Buckeyes. Inside this building, multiple people, and including the top decision makers, say that nothing official has been confirmed. So I would say that it is certainly trending that direction, and Spencer, it seems like it will likely happen. Well, again, a bunch of these Ohio State defensive backs that are walking around here after a workout, they knew nothing of that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm reporting, that's what we're reporting, that's what we know at this point.
Yeah, and when the head decision makers say, you know, that nothing's official, but you're getting word from every direction that it's trending this way, you know that it is trending that way. And he was a name that was floated as a possible defensive coordinator candidate, Broyles Award finalist, probably should have won the award, to be honest. That defense at Oklahoma State was one of the best units I've seen on defense in a while. And this is a guy who's a hard-nosed coach. They need some intensity in this building. They need some maybe a little bit of a refocus on the defensive side of the ball, and I think he provides that. So if all of these indications are correct, like we believe they are, then Ohio State's going to get a very big you don't want to say upgrade, because I think the defensive coaches in the building are really good. But when it comes to pure defensive coordinator, I would say it's an upgrade.
Well, they would be getting the most coveted defensive coordinator that's currently on the market. And I know that term may sound offensive to Oklahoma State, which has been employing him. But he was not likely to be retained there or kept as soon as other offers were coming in. Penn State was going to be in the mix as well. In fact, Penn State thought that it had a great shot at hiring Jim Knowles, which I think has accelerated the timeline. And as I've talked about this previously, Ryan Day and Ohio State wanted to get to the early signing day, let things settle down with both the coaching staff that's been on the road and with the recruits and commitments that want to get to that day with a little bit of stability. But if something happened to force their hand to make a move before then, you know, they would make a move accordingly. They were not going to lose a candidate they wanted just by idly sitting by until signing day. So that seems to be the accelerant there, is that Penn State also had an opportunity and a desire to go hire Jim Knowles, who, as you said, Spencer, is really someone that has a lot of respect around the country. You look at it, we've got this question before, and you can explain this, that you look at the resume and some of the defenses at Duke, or some of the, you know, the first unit at Oklahoma State don't look great, but it was steady improvement, most notably with the Cowboys, with far less talent, and also that he's got some head coaching experience in his back pocket, which for Ryan Day's perspective, when he's trying to leave that defense alone, that's sort of the background you want.
Absolutely, and when you look at these defenses, he started at Oklahoma State with a defense full of no-name guys who were giving up 59 points a game, you know, it seemed like, in the Big 12, when the Big 12 was 10 air raid schools, and he turned them into a unit that I think if they would have beat Baylor, nobody in that playoff would want to see that unit, that defensive unit. And this is, you know, he's a coach that can work with what he has, but also can accelerate the talent. You talk about accelerating the process. This coach accelerates talent, and Oklahoma State doesn't recruit 4- and 5-star guys on the defensive side of the ball. They recruit athletic guys who can make plays. And what do you have at Ohio State? You have athletic defenders who can make plays. Oh, by the way, they're 4- and 5-star guys. And so I think this is the perfect fit. Ohio State needed to make this move, I think, now. It needs to make this move now if it becomes official, in order to get him, because he was so coveted. And Ohio State's not going to sit around and wait on other programs to make their moves. And if you wanted a move by Ohio State, this is as big of a move as it gets. I know that it's weird to think the Oklahoma State defensive coordinator is a marquee move that can shift college football, but this is definitely one of those times.
Hey, you look at the situation, and how does this relate to the early signing day. If Berm was standing here, and I wish that he was, he would give a case for why maybe Ohio State didn't want this to happen, because you have to make a corresponding move on the coaching staff. You know, you don't suddenly get 11. And from that perspective, you know.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Band-Aids are getting ripped off maybe before Ohio State wanted to, and it wouldn't be ideal for trying to close that class. I think I'm just going to argue, as if he was here, that the counter is the Band-Aid is going to have to come off at some point. These players can now transfer without penalty. They sign next Wednesday, doesn't matter. You'd still have to, if they lose a position coach, if somebody retires, if whatever, the next defensive coordinator didn't want to work with somebody here, whatever the situation may be, then you still have to start all over. You'd still have to recruit to keep them. They could still leave with no penalty. I think one of the things that Berm has said is that there's an expectation that with uncertainty, a lot of these guys would wait, or some guys would wait until February anyway. So I think if the guy is available to you and you are facing competition and that you may lose him, you have to make that move and then figure out the rest of the pieces there. I think that there is still clear a couple spots on this staff that were going to be available, and it was trending that way no matter what happened, whenever Jim Knowles was available. But that's my take on that and the timing, and I understand why there are many other who just said, do it now. It's not an easy answer.
There's a very difficult balance. When you look at what could happen, different guys could just say, hey, I want out of this letter of intent. That could happen 5 days after the signing period.
Yeah.
It didn't matter when this move happened. A move was coming for this Ohio State defensive staff. I actually think it's a good thing that it happened before the signing period. You can tell these recruits, hey, you're committed to Ohio State. You're not committed to, a certain person. And if you are, why don't we try to talk about why you should be committed to Ohio State instead of one coach? And this brand is so strong. And to get the name, to get a name like Jim Knowles into the building, to get him working, to get him possibly, depending on when this thing could become official, laying it out to these recruits, this is why you should stay with us.
Yeah.
This is the vision we have for you. It's all a big deal. And I think that this is still a work in progress, nothing official yet, but just a big day for this defensive program moving forward. It's a program that, was trending toward, I hear the arguments, trending toward that offensive heavy system. And, Oklahoma State was doing the exact same thing. They were already fully there. And to turn around and do what they've done, now you infuse that into this program, it could be scary things for the rest of the Big 12.
The rest of the Big 12 didn't suddenly get a lot worse at offensive football. So that makes what Jim Knowles and the Cowboys were doing even more impressive from my estimation. We'll see exactly when that official word comes down, but multiple sources outside of this building already believe that has happened, and we'll wait for more confirmation from inside it at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, as Ohio State looks like it's moving towards a defensive coordinator hire, replacement. I'm not sure the exact word for it, because the situation is a little unusual, but that's what's happening. We're going to keep talking about it at LettermanRow.com. Stay with us. That's Spencer Holbrook. I'm Austin Ward. This has been Rapid Reaction, and it's brought to you by Byers Auto.